Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm your co-host, Jeannie Rice. We also have Dr. Tim Hayes. We welcome you to the show. Today is Thursday, September the 11th, 2014. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that puts you in queue to talk to us. And we would love to hear your comments and your questions because that makes this your show. Before Michael gets on the phone, I'll take just a few moments to let everybody know what's going on. It is busy on this end. We just finished up our intensive season here at Heartland, and we're hoping to get on the road by tomorrow. We speak Sunday at the University, Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. So we'll be doing a Why workshop from 2 to 5 there. So we invite anybody in that area to join us. Then we'll be moving on over to Dr. Tim's neck of the woods. We'll be spending some baby time there in St. Louis that week. But then we'll be heading on over and probably get to Woodstock area next Saturday, the 20th, and we start on the 21st. We have a full week of workshops there, and then we move on over to, we'll take some time up in Roscommon. We're working on something in Traverse City. It hasn't come together yet, so you'll have to watch the website for that. And then we go to Grand Rapids. We do the Sun Conference and then a whole week of workshops there in Grand Rapids. And then we move over to Lansing. And then we have a 9-day codependence fall color intensive in Pinckney, Michigan. Then we go to Tennessee for a week of workshops and then North Carolina and then on down into Florida. And you can look at their website. It's coming together. I only have about 2/3 of them on the website as yet, so I'm trying to work on that as we are, well, I am working on that. Julie, if you're listening, I caught myself. And so I'm working on that at the same time trying to pack, but it's pouring down rain here, so that's putting a little bit of a hamper in getting the van loaded today. But anyway, Michael has now come in the room, so let's welcome Michael.
Hey there, dear heart. Well, you know, the fact that we're getting this liquid sunshine in the form of rain, we're blessed. I was talking to somebody in Calgary, Alberta today, and they just got between 5 and 10 inches of snow. So, hey, you know, we offer support to you folks out there. Of course, if you love the snow, it's your thing, and you're welcome to it. I personally think that it's not made for humans, so we'll be heading south, although, you know, we do have, it's a fall colors intensive starting the 31st of October in southern Michigan. We're told that the leaves should be in full color, so it should be a pretty awesome spectacle. I know I've driven in northern Michigan, and, of course, being from southern Ontario and moving up into those northlands, the colors are just fabulous. So if you want to join us for a 9-day codependence to interdependence intensive, we're right in the middle of the woods. The colors should be just fabulous. We have this awesome facility. There's a little town called Pinckney, and I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it correctly, but it's just a small community, actually, that has this huge, beautiful retreat center or common building with accommodations for about 20 people, a huge kitchen, a beautiful meeting space. And so we've rented that from the 30th of October to the, I don't know, the 8th or the 9th anyway, for a 9-day intensive starting on the 30th of October. And we're going to do codependence to interdependence. So anybody that chooses to take your work to the next level, you might want to start looking at that intensive and get registered. We're going to have a total of about 20 spaces, and that will be it. It'll be a little smaller than we can do at Heartland, and so we'll look forward to that. And if you happen to miss that one, then on into April, we'll be doing a 20-day. It's actually going to be it'll be the regular teacher training intensive, but we're going to add 3 additional days. We've now gotten, thanks to Mark, who you've heard on the show, our personal code evaluation up online and operational. So we're starting to train teachers to be able to interpret that and to work with people in the spiritual support work that they do. And so the mentoring that's done can be more effective because they'll have that tool of the personal code evaluation available. So we're going to do a 3-day training on that one during the April 20-day teacher training intensive. So, of course, that 3 days will only be open to teachers, if you choose and wish to become a teacher, the whole 20 days constitutes the teacher training. The prerequisite for teacher's training is the 9-day WISE is happening to me again. So we'll start out that 20-day with a 9-day WISE is happening to me again. Then we'll move into the teacher's training and the personal code evaluation training. So anybody who wishes to deepen your work, there are actually 2 purposes in the teacher's training work. One is there are many people who come and do it just because they really want to deepen their experience of and their understanding of forgiveness. And it is an awesome space to do that in. And then there are those who choose to teach, who want to take the work to the next level in their lives by teaching it to others. And so that whole 20 days will be what will be required if you've never done a 9-day Y. If you have in the past done a 9-day Y, it's just happening to me again, and you just want to do the teacher's training and the 3-day personal code evaluation training, then you can register for that separately. So we've got a beautiful facility just outside on the south side of Orlando, actually, in Kissimmee, Florida. And so if anybody's interested in doing that, get in touch. You can go to our website, www.whyagain.org, and you can tap into that whole schedule. The flyers are all there. I got an awesome testimonial from someone just the other day that I thought I'd pass along to you. You know, some of you heard Michael on the phone the other day and how when he went to the VA, he was taking off 3 of his meds, and they were quite shocked that he was moving the way that he was able to. And when he arrived at Heartland at the beginning of the summer, Michael was in a wheelchair and using a walker. And after a very short period of time, he graduated to a cane. And about 5 or 6 days before the intensive completed, Michael was sprinting up the hill. The cabin he was in, if you've been to Heartland, if you remember the cabin Love out on the point, is downhill. And as I was walking down to the center, there was Michael sprinting up the hill. And one of the ladies who went back to the airport with him, you know, I took people back last Saturday, shared with me that he sprinted to the plane as the plane was getting ready to leave. So awesome testimonial. It's nice to see how when people start to look at their lives through the eyes of energy and choose to be human energy systems rather than energy systems based in hostility and fear. And when we say human energy systems, our offering is that we do not qualify as human beings just because we have what are called human bodies. It's actually first century BC rabbi that I actually found a quote from him after I came to the realization that because one has a body doesn't mean they have a human life. And in the first century BC, and I don't remember the rabbi's name, but he says, in this world where there is no human life, we must strive to be human. Our invitation is to learn and to understand what it really means to be human. When somebody uses, oh, I'm only human, as a signal of for their weakness or as an excuse for their weakness, it's a fraud. You're not only human. If you are not functioning as love, and our definition of a human is just hold the newborn child. If you're not functioning as that, then stop pretending that you're human, because without that awesome presence of love that you started out with as a newborn, don't have a human life active in you. And so what we're working to do, you know, in our own lives, because, of course, we have a past just like everybody else, and it's just as insane as everybody else's, what we're looking to do is to introduce the idea to people that when we truly, truly function as this awesome presence of love, and that no matter what's going on in our lives, we can shed the hostility, the fear, the rage, the guilt, the grief, and the pain. We can forgive those energies and really, truly return to a human life. And when we do, our diseases begin to disappear. You know, there's a medical doctor named Sarno, and Dr. Sarno, I really admire this gentleman. He's an orthopedic surgeon, ran the same kind of failure rates as most orthopedic surgeons do with back surgeries. He's a university professor doing a lot of research and has come to the point where he doesn't use a scalpel anymore and now runs a 95%+ success rate on back pain. And what he teaches people is that back pain is unconscious rage, and teaches people to begin to deal with their rage. When you forgive, and the word forgive doesn't mean, remember, letting somebody else off the hook because of what's happening in you. The word forgive means to remove from this structure what causes diseases in this structure and what does not belong. And as we remove, literally, whatever the circumstance, the blame that it's somebody else's fault, and we face in ourselves the hostility, the fear, the grief, the rage, the sadness, and we remove it, which is what first century forgiveness does, and restore ourselves in the process to human life, then human life entering the human form displaces all diseases. Yes, displaces all diseases. Are there incurable diseases? Absolutely none. No incurable disease whatsoever. Are there incurable people? Well, perhaps. There are people who love their diseases, are going to stick to their hostility and fear, grief and rage-filled minds. And if they do, then yes, those folks' diseases will not be curable. But as one chooses to replace hostility and fear with the active presence of love, and reclaim their human lives, even when their children aren't doing what they want them to do, especially when their children aren't doing what they want them to do, when their spouses aren't obeying the way they're supposed to, when their neighbors, their friends, or whoever is not doing and fulfilling their infantile demands, when we give up that hostility and fear, then we return to human life. And that begins the transformation of everything, including the most disastrous of diseases. So that's what we're here to do. That's what we're here to support. And we are blessed and honored that you choose to join us. I am just so delighted and excited. We're getting ready to get on the road. We'll probably, as Jeannie, I assume, has already said, we'll probably be out of here by Friday and heading to the Newman Center at Washington University Sunday afternoon, doing Why Is This Happening to Me Again. And that will kick off 10 months on the road, and we'll be out all over the country, at least.
Well, okay. We lost Michael.
Yeah, he's trying to get back on. I just told him that he just vanished off the phone.
Can you hear me?
Nope.
I'll dial back in.
Okay, he's going to dial back in, see if he can get his phone to work. So, in the meantime, how are you doing, Dr. Tim?
I'm doing beautifully, thank you. I had the pleasure over the last few days to have two more people talk about serious back pain and serious shoulder pain that as they did their work and moved on with their life, they realized it was going away. As a matter of fact, one woman said, you know, I had this real, real debilitating back pain on one side of my back, and a little bit later in the day, it was on the other side of my back, and it made me say, now this is ridiculous. This can't be physical if it's moving like that. So it's quite a blessing to have these tools and to be able to introduce people to the process of forgiveness. And of course, it's most obvious for most of us in the mental and emotional realm. If I'm very upset because somebody set an appointment to come see me because they're going to fix locks in my office, and then I call to verify the time, and they say, oh, no, we don't have any appointment for you. And then I reschedule for the next day. And then they come the next day, and they don't have any of the parts that we talked about the previous day that they were supposed to have. And they say, oh, well, we're going to have to come back another time. And if that stirs up irritation, frustration, sadness, or hurt in me, I can sit down and I can do a worksheet process and I can dismantle the core of that issue fairly quickly. And most of us understand the forgiveness process from that aspect. But boy, I tell you, those of us who've had a physical ache or pain and we've checked it out with the medical doctors and made sure there's nothing critically wrong, there's no broken bone and there's no cancerous tumor growing on a nerve or whatever, and then we decide to do the worksheet process or the breathing, still point breathing, or the energy release work, and then the pain disappears, we get a whole different level of understanding about, wow, there's got to be a whole different game going on here than what we're calling the physical body. And I've had the pleasure in the past few days to have two other people step into that experience and begin to seriously question everything they thought about their body as physical and the outside causes of their pain. And so that's what's been happening with me lately. It's an exciting thing for me when I get to drop a physical pain, and it's exciting for me when I get to work with somebody who's done the same.
It is amazing, isn't it? Yeah, it was really, you know, very gratifying to have Michael here. He was here for the whole summer, so he went through, 54 days of intensives, did such deep, deep, deep work. I mean, really amazing, integritous work that he did. And to watch him the first days of his arrival here, needing the walker or cane to come up the hill, and then watch him sprint up the hill toward the end of it and then hear from somebody that he sprinted to the plane. It's like, you know, it just doesn't get much better than that.
It's delightful.
For sure. Well, do you have anything else to share with us? Anything exciting happening in your world? We're looking forward to being there. I hope that that lots of folks are out there stirring up more people to be at Unity with us next week, or often a week and a half when we get there. I'm hoping that that everybody is inviting folks and we stir things on a whole other level. I'd love to see it happen that, you know, you end up with the new office, that you have a large support group in Crystal Lake. There's a support group in Woodstock, and maybe even one or two others that get started and move as the energy moves there. And it's really grand to have you there as such a powerful anchor, and the people that you're working with who've been so diligent with the whole process, and to get to come back and help solidify it on another level and hopefully grow it on another level. I did talk with Reverend Tom back months ago about, you know, the fact that we'd be delighted to do any radio interviews that they might be able to set up, or when we get there, newspaper or television. But, you know, a lot of times if there's an opportunity for a talk show, we'll do it in advance by phone. And if we're having a science-based conversation, we'll see a lot of people show up at Unity that otherwise would never enter such a place, thinking that it's about religion rather than it's about life. And so, you know, I'd love to contribute and attract more folks if there's any possibility, if anybody in the support group or anybody in the church has any contacts to grow that audience. It would be wonderful.
Well, I've been mentioning it. We've been mentioning it at my weekly business group. I just put the same email out to my email list again that I did earlier in August, and it makes the flyer available, and we're holding the space that people who have the contacts have been moved by this work and will see fit to pour some energy into that.
Awesome. Well, you know, all it takes is one or two excited people to really grow things and make it happen. So we're just going to be excited and delighted to be there and do a whole week and make the contribution that we can to the whole community. I'm really, really looking forward to being there. And then we're going to visit with a friend up in Higgins Lake, and it looks like my brother's going to come down and spend a few days with us. So we're going to have a few days off to do some writing and get some play time in. So really looking forward to that. And Sally, if you're on the phone, we appreciate you offering us that space of respite. She has this beautiful, actually, home called Cottage, I guess, but on Higgins Lake. She can just walk out the door and walk right into the lake. So we're looking forward to being there and getting some play time and hope that the snow stays away, you know, out there out west in Calgary rather than showing up in Michigan while we're there. I thought that was pretty bizarre that here we are second week in September and here's Calgary getting all this snow. It's like, crazy time.
Well, it'll be good to have the downtime and time to relax regardless of the weather, so.
For sure. Definitely. Well, Jeannie, let's check and see. Is there anything exciting happening in the chat room? Well, Jeannie has, you know, along with all the travel that we're doing, Jeannie is going to be doing a women's retreat. Maybe you want to talk about that a little bit, sweetie? She's going to do that at a place called the Duncan Center in Florida as part of our travel. Why don't you share the dates with that? And maybe there'll be some ladies who want to come to Florida to do that.
The one that I'm doing for the it's the Unity Women's Group, and it's going to be held at the Duncan Center in Delray Beach, Florida on March the 13th. It starts the evening of the 13th around 4 o'clock, and it ends on the 14th around 7 o'clock. So it's really just about a 28-hour retreat. But then I'm also looking at the possibility of doing a longer retreat in that same general area. So I don't have that settled yet, but several people have asked for that. So I'm checking into that. So a Florida escape before summer comes around again. So that's on the website, so you can pull up the information on that and get the flyer and look forward to seeing you ladies there doing it together again.
Cool. And, you know, one of the other things that I'm excited about is that in Grand Rapids, Michigan, when we're there, actually the reason originally that we set up, aside to speaking at Unity, the thing that drew us originally to Grand Rapids is that the folks who organize the Spiritual Unity of Nations Conference are holding that conference, and we're going to be the keynote speaker at that. It's a conference I started presenting at that conference probably almost 25 years ago. It was the first time that I spoke there. And basically what happens at that conference, it's an all-day event. And actually, I don't have the date in front of me. Maybe Jeannie could look at it while I'm speaking about it. But there are presenters from all of the different world religions who present. And that'll be October the 11th, a Saturday in Grand Rapids. It's an all-day workshop. I think it's a by donation kind of event. I'm not sure. And the flyer is on the website. But the last time I spoke there was about 3 years ago, and there was quite an interesting array of speakers. And so anyone who's in the Grand Rapids, Michigan area who wants to come and play, that Saturday will be a pretty awesome day. And then the title of the day, the conference, is The Missing Piece, P-E-A-C-E. And so that will be the focal point of the speakers, and each one speaking from the perspective of their world religion. And so we'll be doing that. And, you know, if there's anybody who's from somewhere else in the world that maybe wants to come spend some time with us and maybe isn't ready for an intensive, of course, we're doing the 30th of of October, we're starting a 9-day codependence, and then the Florida intensive as well as next summer here. But we'll be doing a full week in Grand Rapids, so if anybody wanted to show up on the 11th, we'd be doing that Sun Spiritual Unity of Nations Conference. And then Sunday, we'll do the Sunday service at Unity, do Why Is This Happening to Me Again in the afternoon. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night will be all free workshops. There is the one workshop when we travel that we charge a fee for, and that's the all-day Saturday workshop we'll be doing. And the cost of that per day, really intense processing work, is $125. So anybody who, you know, might want to come spend a week with us without actually doing an intensive would certainly be welcome to come to Grand Rapids and do that and be catch the Sun Conference at the same time. Of course, there's the option of doing that. I know I was talking to a woman from up in Canada, and she's planning on coming down and joining us for the workshop in Woodstock. And, of course, then there's Lansing. So could do that. We'll be doing another week in Wilmington through November. And then heading to Florida. So come and join us for any and all. And, you know, it's people say, well, gee, you know, Michael, doesn't it get old doing that Why Is This Happening to Me Again workshop? I mean, I heard that you initiated that workshop 35 years ago, and I've been told that there are times when you've actually taught it as many as 3 times in one day. Doesn't that get old for you? Ladies and gentlemen, there is no old to that workshop. Every time it is a new understanding, a new piece of the puzzle comes in for me. And, you know, it's like after this many years of working with it, each little nuance that develops just opens a whole other world. In this summer's intensives, I got several pieces of the puzzle on the Why Is This Happening to Me Again that offer the refinements that empower people to really, truly utilize the forgiveness process and remove what never belonged. And one of the exciting things about it, too, is there's nothing to believe. You know, I specifically invite people not to believe a word I've got to say, but to just take it and use it and put it to work. And so, actually, I did have a conversation with Michael during the intensive. And I don't know if he's with us, but if he is, he might just hit one and join us again in the conversation. But the day or two before the end of the intensive, with the changes that he got in his body, and, you know, Michael's a former Navy SEAL, and, you know, one of these show-me kind of guys, no fluff with him, pretty rough-and-tumble kind of guy. But his wife introduced him to the work, and he started using it and has really just changed a lot of things in his life. But I said something to him the day before the workshop was over that I've never said to anybody in 45 years of doing this work, and that is, well, Michael, you've had the experience of these changes in your body. You know, he is in the VA system, and the last procedure that they did, you know, he has what they've diagnosed as nerve tumors, which they are having trouble locating. The procedure that they did with him before he came to the intensive is they literally, while he was awake, shot a high electric voltage through his nervous system, through these nerves, to kill them so that they would not deliver pain from these tumors. And it was an excruciating experience. It didn't work, and he was in excruciating pain, a wheelchair and a walker when he got to Heartland. And by the end of the intensive, as I say, he was sprinting up the hill. So I did say something to him that I've never said to anybody before, and that is, you know, Michael, it's time to give up your I'm a real worldly guy, and I resist every new idea to the max. I'm not buying anything. And I did say, Michael, you know, you've gotten enough changes. It's time for you to buy the farm. I invite you to give yourself 1 year and believe every word I say, everything I'm saying. Believe it, take it, put it to work in your life. If a year from now you don't find that it proves true and it isn't working for you, you know, throw it away. The average person, I say, don't believe a word I've got to say. Just take it and try it. But you know, with the urgency of these tumors going on. Michael came here, I think he, my numbers may be off, but I believe that they had him, aside from this nerve burn, they had him on 6 methadone a day. When he left here, he was down to 1 and sprinting up the road. So, you know, he's still got some challenges, and there comes a point where it's time to give up the resistance and just go for it. So that was my input to Michael. But, you know, I myself am skeptical about every idea that comes forward, and I look to let's put it to work and see if it works. If it works, then yes, then I accept it. But otherwise, let's keep a very, very open mind, but at the same time a skeptical mind to see how this all fits together. And so we invite everybody to take the tools, put the pen to the paper. The forgiveness process is without doubt the most important tool that we teach. It's freely available. We're committed to taking it to every mind, heart, and being on the planet. That's why Friday, Jeannie, and I will be on the road, and we won't get back home for 10 months. And the reason for that is we're going to deliver the forgiveness process to every person that we can. You can go to the website and access that material freely. You just go to www.whyagain.org, and you'll see a bullseye in the middle of the page. Click the bullseye. That will take you into a series of links. It will give you the Chapter 24 of my book, the actual how-to forgiveness worksheet process. There are at least a dozen radio shows where we walk somebody through the whole process. You can download this free MP3s. And, of course, the reason we're here doing this show is we want you to be 100% successful in using these tools. If you have a challenge for me, if you have something that doesn't make sense, if you need support in doing it, then we invite you to call into the show. If you're on one of those radio stations that we don't have access to in our control panel or you're listening on the Internet, if you have a question, 200-4169, hit 1, and that will put you in the phone queue. You can also, of course, ask your questions in the chat room. I prefer to do questions live so that I've got the voice of the person that's asking the question there live to be able to tap into energetically and offer the best support possible in response. So if you have a question for us and you're in the phone queue, if you click 1, you will be next in line. And Jeannie, do we have anybody with a hand up or anything happening in the chat room? That looks exciting. Everything's quiet on the home front. Well, then, if you are on the phone, we've got about 26 minutes left. If you're on the phone and you've got a question for us, and I know that if I just talked about everything that I've talked about with the forgiveness process, with what's happening, you know, what Dr. Kim shared with, is this disease physical? I know that if Dr. Kim and I had been on a platform and we finished this presentation, walked down into the audience, that you would be coming over and saying, well, but Michael, what about Dr. Kim, what about? And so now's your chance to do your what about. How does it work? How does it fit? Push 1. Without any waiting, you're next in the phone queue, and we would be just absolutely delighted to answer your questions and to support you in bringing these tools more fully and more deeply into your world and into your life.
Michael, do we have anybody on?
Go ahead, Tim.
Do we have anybody on, Michelle or Rex, talk about their support group in Michigan on Tuesday or the prison work?
No, I don't know whether Rex, is Rex with us? Is Michelle with us? No, Rex came and co-taught the Laws of Living class with us, and that was really awesome to have his support here and his teaching skill and his wisdom. He just really helped to open the space for everybody. He did a lot of powerful work with Michael, too. And so he was here with us during that. And I know I talked to him about an hour ago. He had a client that he was going to see. So I don't know whether he's there at this point. But Jeannie said a hand just went up, and it is either Rex or Mitchie. So let's say hello. Welcome.
Hi.
Well, hey there, young lady. How are you? This is Mitchie. Rex is Mitchie's wife.
Yes. I heard that you were questioning if he was on, and he's good with a client, but I'm listening, so I just thought I would pass that along, and then you said that you thought that was what he was doing, and you were correct.
Cool. And how did your retreat go? I know that you were hoping to have been here for Laws of Living with Rex, but the fact that you're a doula and you had some birth to do, that the timing didn't work out, and that you were doing some of the work at home, how did that go? How did that fit for you?
Well, I know why people go away to do retreats. Because the garden needed to be harvested, and I did go to a birth and had some writing projects scheduled and appointments. I did do the my home version of tuning into the healing energy and continuing to clean up my own pain as it surfaces, and was really grateful that Rex was there and that the people who were there got to experience what they did. And I'm trying to figure out a way to perhaps come to the Paint Me workshop, although I'm a really busy fall, so I'm not sure how that will work out either, but I'm sure it will be wonderful, and Michigan's beautiful in the fall.
Well,
I think everybody can come.
We'll see how it all fits, and if you do come to Pinckney, then you're not too far away if an emergency comes up to be able to jump in. So,
yeah,
so that would be cool to have you there.
I was going to ask you how you felt about that, you know, leaving and coming and going if I needed to. So I know that's
really?
Not ideal. But.
Well, you know, the fact that you've done as much work as you have over the last 30-plus years that I've known you, you know, Michael Jay just had his 35th birthday, and I think he might have been 3 when we first met.
Yeah.
So, you know, in all those years with the amount of work that you've done, if anybody could be adaptable and, you know, if an emergency birth came up and you had to step out, I don't think it would be a problem at all. I think you could handle that very gracefully and continue the support of the of the workshop, even if we did have to step out for a time.
Awesome. I have a question for Jeannie. At some point, there was some talk of a weekend retreat for women, and I'm wondering if there's time for that this time in Michigan, or if that was something that has been considered further or set aside, and if there's anything I can do to facilitate it, I would like to offer my services.
Well, I'll leave Jeannie to answer that question. Jeannie?
What do you think, Jeannie?
There's only like 4 or 5 days that are open. There's not a weekend that's open while we're in Michigan, so I'm not sure, but let me look at the calendar and see what we can do.
Okay. Well, let me know if there's anything I can do to support you in that, even if it's to plan it for the next time you're in town.
Awesome. Okay, thanks.
Cool, and I hope that we're going to be able to get into the Ionia prison while we're up there again and do some more work along with Michelle and Rex and carrying that project forward. I know the willingness and the support from the warden at the prison was just awesome. You know, if you remember when the first time we were in there, I've never had a prison warden, especially in a facility like that one, as big as that one, and disciplinary prison, have the warden come greet us, walk us through the entry program. That, to me, was just amazing. And then the fact that he's sat in on some of the classes personally, shared in the class with the inmates just as though he were one of them, is exemplary and really, you know, to me, bespeaks of his willingness to support healing within the prison. And that is so desperately needed in our culture, is healing in this prison system, and the criminal element involved is a huge project. So I'm hoping we'll get to open that door as well.
It will be awesome for you to go back. I'm sure they would welcome you. They still talk about you. So you're like a little, you know, you're a celebrity to them. So I'm sure they you let me know when would work for you within your schedule, and either Rex or Michelle or I will take it up. I'll take it upon myself to talk to chaplain or warden and figure out when you can get there, but I would need to know your free days. Maybe Jeannie could text me.
You know, you've got the schedule for the intensive, the flyer, or for the workshops, the flyer, and we're just there during the day, so any day that fits and works, we'd be delighted to do that. That would be awesome. And, you know, there was a young man that initially was the beginning of our conversation, what us got us going into Ionia initially. I don't know where he is now, if he's within the system somewhere that's reasonably reachable from Sing. You know, we'd be happy to go and present there too if we can get another door to open. I know that the warden was rather jealously guarding our participation because there were a couple of other persons asking if we'd come, and so maybe we can get something else started. I think with the growing of the group there that, you know, perhaps there'd be others who'd be willing to dedicate some time and some energy into taking it into one or two of the other jails, and I'd certainly be delighted if we can get the door to open while we're there to go in and present and take it forward.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'll put some energy toward that.
Cool. Fabulous.
All right.
Well, we appreciate you soon to be a grandma. Congratulations. And I kind of feel like I'm kind of sort of a pseudo-grandpa there, having known your daughter for so long. And so I just really look forward to seeing this this new arrival into the world. And we get to go and play grandma and grandpa tomorrow, actually, in St. Louis for a week or so.
Awesome. Very good. Well, I'm going to put myself on mute and make some noise as I get into my car and continue listening to the show.
All right. You have a blessed one. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Appreciate
you
being part of it all. All right. So 646-200-4169 is our call-in number. If you are on the phone and you push 1, that will raise a hand in the control panel. Jeannie will introduce you and we'll get to hear your question. Do we have anybody with a hand up or anything in the chat room happening in the way of questions that we could support and answer? We've got about 17, 18 minutes left, so we've got room for a couple of conversations.
Well, we do have a young lady in the chat room. Well, I'm assuming a young lady. It may be a gentleman, but their chat name is Alluring, and they wanted to know if we could look at their body and see if they needed healing. We don't do readings. However, the whole work that we do is about healing. And I haven't met anybody yet who doesn't need healing. Perhaps you'll address what we do for someone who is new on the show. No one has their hand. Oh, we did have a hand just go up in the chat room, though.
Okay, well, let me just offer that, we offer the tools for self-healing and support for self-healing. The reason for this show is that over the last 45 years, we've developed out of the first century Aramaic language an understanding of the tools that the man named Yeshua, popularly known as Jesus, but his name was Yeshua, taught 2,000 years ago on especially how to forgive. And then there's a whole body of work that's grown out of that Aramaic understanding. For those who might not know it, I'm the director of a foundation that's translating a copy of the oldest known New Testament in its original Aramaic language. And that text is a physics language, is in physics, it's in a genetic language, it's in an energy systems understanding. It's a psychological text. The psychology that's there is absolutely monumental. And so what we're looking to do is to restore that in a practical way and making it a how-to. You know, my background's in electronics and with a side study in physics. And back in that electronics world, you know, if you were going to design and build or repair a piece of electronic equipment, it really didn't matter much what your philosophy was. When it came off the other end of the bench, it had to work. And so that's kind of the approach that I've taken to the whole study of naturopathic medicine and the healing process is, can you make it work? You know, sitting up in the ivory tower talking about these ideas that don't have any earthly grounding or application really isn't a whole lot of use. But what we've done is we've developed a series of worksheets, and you can go to our website, whyagain.org, and click the bullseye. I don't even know how many worksheets are there now, many more than a dozen. And each one is a how-to. You can go to the catalog and you can order DVDs. We have 15 different two-hour DVDs, each one explaining a particular aspect of the work, everything from the forgiveness process and why is this happening to me again, to healing, to relationships, communication, did you hear what I think I said, purpose, personal power, and commitment, empowered to heal, mind shifters, hands on energy field work, still play. There's a whole, pardon me, we actually don't have the energy field work on DVD or CD, but we have all these tools available. You can order from the website if you choose to do that, and so taking the tools and beginning the process of building the brain cells for how do I take responsibility for me? How, if I'm in a disease state, do I access that dis-ease energy within me, and how do I remove it? Now, if you go to the ancient Aramaic language, there's an interesting word there that the Greeks have made some sort of a big bugaboo, but has a very practical application in the world. The word is sin. And the word sin, as opposed to being what the Greeks have tried to terrify us with, is a really simple word. It's actually an archery term. And if you fired at the bullseye and you missed the bullseye, the scorekeeper would yell, sin, you're off the mark. All the word means is engaging in an energy that's off the mark. Where there is disease, there is energy that's off the mark. That's all. It's really simple. When they said the wages of sin is death, that didn't mean some horrible creator is going to come along and shred you and destroy you because you, quote-unquote, sinned. It means that because you put an energy somewhere in your tissue structure that doesn't belong in your tissue structure, it literally begins the degradation of the chemistry of the cell, and the cell starts to fall apart, and you get enough cells falling apart, and you die. If you learn to forgive, that is, remove from the cell what never belonged in the cell, then you start to turn those things around. And that's kind of the core of the work that we're doing, and everything we've developed around it is about that. So let's say hello to our caller, Jean.
Area code 417, I think this might be Mr. Jim.
Mr. Jim? Hello, Jane. You are on the air. Give us a name. Where are you calling from? Well, I guess we lost him. Maybe just leave him open there for a minute. It could be that he's turned his mic on, away from his mic, gotten distracted. I don't think he's driving yet, but he's probably still packing his car and getting ready to head to Theodosia. Jim Farmer is a gentleman who's been involved in the work for many, many years. And actually anyone who's been to Heartland and laid on one of the blue mats when we did Skillpoint Breathing, was Jim and his wife that contributed those mats way back 20-some years ago. They've certainly served well. And now Jim is back here on the team full-time. He's actually in Sarasota, Florida right now, getting ready to make the drive and head back to Heartland. And he's supporting us with creating a vision for Costa Rica. You know, a lot of people say, well, geez, Michael, why would you go to Costa Rica? Well, it's interesting. You know, in 25 years of being here at Heartland with our teaching center here, I've never really run into anybody that said, you know, I'm really excited. I've always wanted to go to Theodosia, Missouri. I've just never run into anybody that jumped on the bandwagon and said that. In fact, you know, sometimes getting people to come here is kind of like the old adage of pulling teeth. But it's interesting that probably 90% plus of people that we say we're looking at developing a teaching center in Costa Rica, 90% plus have some sort of comment like, wow, I've always wanted to know more about Costa Rica, or I would love to go to Costa Rica. Man, if you do Costa Rica, I'll be there. And so we're looking at Costa Rica as a place to upgrade the whole taking the work to the next level. And there's some interesting things happening in Costa Rica. Number one, here's a country that in 1948 made the military illegal. There was a revolution, a civil war, and many, many sadly people were killed in 1948. And when the revolution was over, those who came into power said, that's the last time this is going to happen on our soil. The military is outlawed because it was a military coup. As you know, you remember in South Central America how often that has happened over the years and how many millions have been slaughtered over those kinds of incidences. Well, the folks in Costa Rica had the intelligence to say, well, we're going to do something different. And while they still have a military budget, what they do in Costa Rica is they use their military budget to support health care, to support sanitation, and to support education. How cool is that? Boy, if we could take the trillions that are spent in this world and start putting it towards feeding people and bringing people's standard of living up, why would anybody bother going to war? If everybody got up and had a full belly, their children were well fed and well cared for, you know, had shoes on their feet, and they had food to eat and things to do, who would want to go killing people? You take a look, and it's the poverty and the suffering in the world that leads to that insanity. And, of course, then the insanity becomes a disorder and a disease of its own. Well, I really acknowledge the Costa Ricans for, not that they're doing everything perfectly, but I acknowledge them for the fact that they had the courage to take that step forward in 1948, and much of the world community was saying, oh, you're just going to be overrun and destroyed. Well, it's interesting. Costa Rica has not been overrun or destroyed. In fact, it's a beautiful country where I think about 60% of the country is in permanent caretaking for preserves and nature. The wildlife there is just amazing, and the countryside is absolutely beautiful. They're out of the hurricane zone. They have a wet season and a dry season, fortunately. The time when we would finish our intensives here at Heartland just happens to be the right time for the dry season to start. So we would probably spend maybe 2 or 3 weeks. Instead of 10 months on the road here, we would probably spend 2 or 3 weeks in doing workshops after we complete our summer season at Heartland, which at that point will be Heartland North. And then we'd head to Costa Rica, where people come from all over the globe already. Within about a two-hour drive of the piece of property that we're looking at, there are at least a dozen different centers, alternative-type centers, where people come from Europe, Asia, all over the world to do alternative-type things. And so what we see is ourselves doing intensives there and reaching out to the world community on another level. You know, one of the things that got this work started that really accelerated this work when I lived in South Florida, where there were people coming from all over the world, and those folks coming from all over the world, they would take it back with them, and that's when invitations started to come to move to different places. And, you know, South Florida just got so crazy, it became such a rat race, I realized one day that only the rat wins and decided to get out, and it's become so expensive and such that, you know, it's just not workable. But Costa Rica is, and what we plan to do is to offer through all these centers our free work and start touching the world community in another way. And if you have any input about that or would like to support that, we're working on one of the things Jim is doing is helping to put together a crowdfunding project and put together the vision for how that's going to work. A young lady named Sally has agreed to support us. She has an automotive supply business, and one of the projects actually that we've already sort of started, gotten going, is one that we're going to call Sweet Reflections, where in Costa Rica, you know, the highways are not very well lit, and a lot of communities, people live right on the highways, and at night they're out walking, and it seems that nobody's ever heard of a reflector, and so Sally has agreed to support us in getting reflectors and starting to spread them around the country. You know, put on kids' shoes, on kids' clothing, on their bicycles, on baby carriages. You know, you'll be driving along a highway at 50 miles an hour, and all of a sudden there are three little 2- and 3-year-old kids and somebody with a baby carriage and parents who are out for their evening stroll on the highway. And so we've looked at that and are looking at starting a school project where we'll be creating some sort of a device that we'll be able to attach to a bicycle so kids will be intrigued by it, and creating art projects out of reflectors so that kids start to think in terms of being safe when they're out at night and having reflectors on their clothes and their bicycle. That's just one of the projects that we've started in Costa Rica and been talking with folks about down there. So lots happening there, too. You've got a caller for us? James. Hey, did you hear that we've got 10 inches of snow out in Calgary? You used to live out there. What do you think of that?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm about 15 feet from the surf. I don't know if you can hear it in the background. I'm on Siesta Key, diving into the Gulf of Mexico and just relaxing a relaxing kick-out day after packing up to drive back to Heartland. So 10 inches of snow is the farthest thing from my mind.
I hear that. What's your ETA for Heartland, Jim?
I'm sorry, Michael, repeat that, please.
What is your ETA for being back at Heartland?
Well, I'm going to be leaving here Saturday morning, and it'll be either 2 or 3 days, depending upon how hard I press myself. I'll be back Monday or thereabouts.
Anything to share with us? We're down to just a couple of minutes. Any particular thoughts?
Yeah.
You might be trying to get to you a few minutes ago, but it seems we lost you there some time period.
Well, I encourage everybody that's listening to reach out through their networks, consistent with our goal of funding Heartland South in Costa Rica. In this age of social media and people being connected in ways they've never been connected before, it presents a wonderful opportunity for all of us, whether you're a certified teacher or just somebody that's just new to the work or been doing it for 30 years like Rex and Mitzi and 25 years like myself. There's an opportunity, if you believe in the work, there's an opportunity to contribute to that. And plus, financial contributions are always welcome, but I was thinking more in terms of plugging the work and the mind energy and start to build some brain cells in with your network, whether it be LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook. And that's an incredibly simple way to help Michael and Jeannie and the rest of us get the word out there to all every heart, mind, and being on the planet. And I'm excited about the fundraising. I'm excited about Costa Rica. I'm heading there myself for 3 weeks, December 29th to January 18th. So I've never been there, and I'm excited about experiencing that. And one last thing I'd like to say is I started Michael's work back in 1989, and I did Laws of Living in 97. This is my second time doing Laws of Living, and I got it in a whole different way than I did in 1997. And what my big aha moment in this 16 days was, this is a whole lot simpler than my mind was telling me it was before. Michael does a wonderful job, and Jeannie also, of giving all the background information, the Aramaic and translations of different words that are meaningful. And that's all good, sound background work for understanding why this work works. And putting that aside for a moment, my suggestion is that people look at this as a very simple process. I've got a motion that comes up. Ask myself, what's the thought that triggers that emotion? And then use whatever tool it is that you're most comfortable with, whether it be the worksheet process or mind shifter or silk point breathing. My aha moment was this is a whole lot simpler than my mind was telling me. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share. It was a great intensive and lots of healing, lots of people that came with resistance and wanted to leave 2 days later because they didn't want to eat raw food or they didn't want to face their stuff. Some of them came away with the biggest increases in areas that they needed to most work on. So There's no